Hola a todos, soy Mia. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Dedicarte. As a few of you can know, I've moved to New York, and this is an episode that I've started to record in English because now I have to speak my whole life in this. Perdona a mis abuelos, que son los únicos que no lo pueden entender. But I think I'm gonna stick to this language from now on because, except I have a very specific Argentinian guest, I think I'm gonna stick to English because now my professors speak in English, my suitemates, roommates speak in English, my classmates, my friends. So now my whole life is in this new different language which I've spoken my whole life, and I always thought that it was easier than my first language, which is Spanish. Well, now I know that it's not the case, and I'm having a hard time speaking English, honestly. I'm sitting right now in the floor of Collaborative Arts, which is my career. I was gonna go home and buy some yogurt and have some tea, but then I thought I want to stop by this little recording room which has a Focusrite, a microphone, and a computer, and I think I'm going to record an episode of my podcast. Well, that's what I'm doing now. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about my experience to moving to New York. I moved to New York, and these are 10 things I've learned from it. Number one, you have to cry before actually starting laughing. So I found out I was moving to New York in December of 2022, and now I'm actually here being September 26th of 2023. It's been a month since I got here, and I feel like I've been living here for 2 years. It literally does. So I found out about my living arrangements, in which I cannot complain, but I did became acquainted in mid-July that I would have to share a room with 5 people of very, very, very different cultures than mine. As I'm not used to sharing a room with anybody, I'm sorry, but that's the truth, I came to kind of a mental breakdown, a nervous breakdown during July, and I cried a whole lot for this pampered life I was leaving behind. And I cried a lot. I called my roommate, whom I knew, and she was like, "But it doesn't matter. I mean, you're gonna be with me, it's gonna be fine, I don't really mind." Well, guess who's laughing now? I had to talk it through with my friends, with my parents, even with my psychologist, and I think I came to peace with the fact that it's okay. And it's okay to interact with people with different cultures. So now, when the disastrous things happen and my suitemates have illegal air fryer and they burn it and they burn their sausages and the firefighters come into my room and everything is a mess, there's a chaos. It's chaos. I have to clean every 5 minutes and pick up the trash. Well, now I just do it while laughing. I call my family, I call my siblings, and I just laugh it off. I've been posting some hilarious story times in my Instagram close friends, which I cannot post to my real account because of privacy purposes. But now I'm here. It's 5:30 p.m. I've had a long day. I've been in class since 8 a.m. I did 2 presentations today. My jaw is absolutely tense. The thing is that now, when everything that I dreaded happens in respect to my living agreements, I can laugh it out, and I'm totally okay with it, and I'm taking it with humor. That is honestly the best thing I think I can do. Lesson number two, never, ever, ever walk in the streets alone. So the first Friday I was here, I was coming back from a friend's house, and I was alone, and I was in Soho at midnight. Almost midnight. And I was coming home, I was listening to Guts, the new album by Olivia Rodrigo. I was having a good time, I was listening to All American Bitch. I had just watched What a Girl Wants from Amanda Bynes and Colin Firth, and I was tired, but not that tired. So, 3 blocks away from where my dorm is, I got attacked by an insane person, a homeless man, who hit me and who wanted to tumble me down on the street. It was an absolutely traumatic experience, but because when I started running, he started chasing me. And I arrived at the campus safety station, and I stayed there until 2 a.m. reporting my accident. Alone, I had nobody to call. I didn't want to wake my parents, I didn't want to preoccupy them. So that was a very, 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 very traumatic experience, which I'm moving past it, but I wanted to share it with you. Although I'm trying to move past it, now I've learned that I cannot walk at night alone and separately. I cannot walk at night and I cannot walk alone. It's not that I wasn't careful. I was minding my own business. I was being side-eyeing. I think that the only reason that nothing happened to me is because I prayed. Lesson number three. New York is very freaking rainy. So this is a Tuesday now. It's been raining for 5 or 6 days straight. I cannot keep count because I don't do numbers, I do art. And it started raining on Friday, and then it just never stopped, and I'm one day away from becoming totally depressed about it. But yes, it's very rainy, very cold, and always bring an umbrella. Lesson number four, always have a plan B. And if you don't have a plan B, have a plan B, A, B, C, D, E. Because what I've learned here is that you're on your own. And you have to make plans on your own. And you cannot rely on the plans you've already made because those can be cancelled in a second or new ones can come up. So I always have plan A, B, C, D, and E. So I don't find myself bored in my room thinking, what do I do with my life now? Lesson number five. The plans you make are also not the plans you're going to end up doing. I was told this before, but I didn't think it was true. So imagine that someone says, hey, Mia, how are you? We're going to dinner on Friday, and then we're going to this jazz club. Well, you'll probably go to dinner, but then everything's going to take an insane turn. You may go to the jazz club, but then you may go to three other venues or places, and you can go to a pregame, or you go to an after, or lots of different things. Life in New York is like this. It's spontaneous. Things come up. People can call you within a 5-minute span, and they're not going to think it's spontaneous. They're going to think they're letting you know beforehand. I mean, that's fine by me. Lesson number six. I'm going to have a very different sense of humor than everyone else. I know that I've grown up watching American movies and American TV shows, but honestly, there's been something going on in which I cannot understand most of the jokes. I cannot understand most of the language, which is why I'm having a hard time. But I have a very Argentinian sense of humor that's not very compatible with the United States sense of humor. And I find that very confusing, but also fine. Number seven, you cannot put gym clothes in the dryer. I've been having a hard time with laundry. Honestly, I thought it was gonna be much more dramatic than it ended up being. It's way easier here. You just put the Tide Pod and then you put it in the dryer and it's like magic and it only takes like 2 hours, except when people steal your laundry because they are impatient, and also except when people leave the washer or the dryer dirty. That's not convenient. Which brings me back to my story. I put my gym clothes in the washer and then I put them in the dryer. And I don't know if the dryer was dirty or you're not supposed to put gym clothes in the dryer, a little bit of both. And they got ruined. And I had a mental breakdown because I'm emotionally attached to my clothes, especially my workout attire. So, do not put gym clothes in the dryer. You just have to leave them hanging. Number eight, opportunities are present in every corner. You know how they say that New York is a place to be and is a place of connections? Well, it actually is. So in the first couple of weeks I was here with my mom, we entered a store I love, a fashion store that's kind of like a multi-brand. And then the people there were like, I know you. You came here to look for your 15th birthday party dress. And I was like, yeah, hello. Well, I remember you. You had short, dark hair, curly hair. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm blonde now. And that was amazing. And they were like, hey, it's Fashion Week next week and we're having an event. Do you want to come? And I was like, see? Yes. And I love that. I went on my own. I went alone. I didn't really know what to do. But then I saw a girl that was browsing some clothes and I was like, hey, how are you? I like your outfit. I told her, like, I like your top, just to be nice and start some conversation because I was feeling super alone. And we started talking and she was super nice. She told me that she lived in New Jersey, but she came here every day to work. And I was like, hey, what's your work? Like, what do you work on? And she's like, I'm a Vogue editor. And I was completely stunned by that answer. But yes, basically it's something that happens here. You never know. You always have to be kind, and you'll never know who you're talking to. Literally. Another thing I've learned is that here, physical contact is a no. I come from a South American family, an Argentinian family, and we are very expressive. Here, no one hugs you. No one even says hi with a kiss, which is super normal in my culture, and that makes me absolutely desperate. I'm in need of human touch, in need of human hugs. So if you see me on the street, please hug me, if you know me, obviously. The next piece of advice, that's a bonus one before I give my 10th piece of advice, is that take advantage of every invitation, because you never know where you're going to end up, who you're going to meet, and the connections you're going to make, or the memories you're going to make. That's a piece of advice that my dad gave me, and that's why I always try to take advantage of every invitation. And that was my extra bonus piece of advice. And for my last piece of advice, it's why fit in? If everyone wants to fit in, why fit in? I have learned here that I have to stand out in a city where everyone is doing their own thing and chasing their own dreams and running their own race, basically. Why fit in if you were born to stand out? And this applies to New York, and this applies to everywhere. So, in a world where everybody wants to fit in, I say, why do? I never have. These are the 10 things I've learned in my first month in New York. This is Mia, this is Made in Argentina, and this is my art. I hope you like this episode of this podcast. I hope you can share it, and I hope you can still listen to me and accompany me in this journey that's been hard, but I'm sure it will only get better. Until next time, bye!